Was U.S. Rep. Thomas Massie a victim of a stolen primary election? Don't expect the DOJ to investigate, by Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. Questions have arisen whether the primary election was stolen from U.S. Rep. Thomas Massie. Among the evidence suggesting a stolen primary are a total of 30 or 40 people at Ed Gallrain's victory party, hundreds of people showing support for Massie at his concession speech. Gallrain had 70 campaign donors from Kentucky. His campaign funds came from outside the district and the state. Massie had 1,545 campaign donors from Kentucky. The vote split was substantially different from what the polls indicated. 10,000 mail-in ballots appeared at the last minute, a highly improbable 356% increase in voter turnout in a primary election, an indication that people who did not vote got voted. The ghost voters were not present at Gallrain's victory party, with the Israel lobby contributing at least $10 million of a $30 million war fund to unseat Massie, and with Trump sending the Secretary of War on the campaign trail to stress virtues of Massie's challenger. Defeat was not an option for Israel Trump. Gallrain won by 10,000 votes, which makes one wonder about the last-minute 10,000 write-in ballots. An alternative explanation is that Kentucky Republicans were satisfied with Massie, as they had been for 14 years, but abandoned him when Trump emphasized the split. Perhaps not many voters were sufficiently involved to understand the issues and what was at stake and just went with the president. In other words, the outcome was another consequence of insouciant Americans.